Carbon residence times are made possible by different fluxes that are capable of moving carbon through the Earth's system. Some popular examples of fluxes that deposit carbon into the atmosphere include plant and soil respiration, combustion of fossil fuels, deforestation, ocean exsolving, release of carbon from oceans, volcano emissions. Popular examples of fluxes that remove carbon from the atmosphere include photosynthesis, oceanic solvation. To illustrate how fluxes work, the following equations will show the overall flux behavior based on input values. For example, take the following flux equation. The flux by diffusion of carbon is calculated by multiplying some constant K by the difference between the concentration of atmospheric carbon and the concentration of dissolved oceanic carbon. If the concentrations of atmospheric carbon and dissolved oceanic carbon increase, the overall flux increases. If concentrations of carbon decrease, the overall flux decreases. If concentrations of carbon reverse, the overall flux reverses. An important flux is created when oceans absorb and release carbon. The average residence time for oceanic carbon is about 350 years. Ocean times are averaged, as warmer surface waters have a much lower residence time than the colder, deeper waters. The soil carbon flux is also an average for similar reasons, as some soils take significantly longer to contribute to the flux than do others.